The best tea in the city on Kaya 955. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m.
Good morning. How are you doing? You good? I am fabulous. Oh, yes. I'm feeling a whole lot better. And even excited today because the matriarch would have been 78 today. My mom would have turned 78 today. Yes. Happy birthday, Meme. Yeah. I still miss you. Now, April 26, 2017, did you partake? Because I remember Instagram under the no makeup day hashtag flooded with pictures, Nomza Mombatha, you name them, Alicia Keys. It was a global phenomenon for a no makeup day. So this researcher then goes into the field and says, let's find out if this did work. And yes, more women are choosing not to wear makeup every day. On an occasion, yes, they would. But every day, the answer is no. Are you that girl? What are your reasons? No makeup day is the 26th of April every year. It started in 2017. And that's what I love about researchers. They said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did this change behavior? Did this have any impact? Mm-hmm. It did. Women are choosing not to wear makeup every day. Maybe on an occasion, they will. Google Mfilpi, the other day, announced that Revlon, the cosmetic company, says they are losing sales. Why? Because women are wearing less makeup. There. Basically, can go back to no makeup day. The impact of it. So, are you that girl? Do yourself a favor. Go to my timeline. Go to the hashtag, she needs no makeup. Sisters, so you are hiding all that beautiful skin under what? For what? Yo, she needs no makeup pictures. Ow. You're like, Mara, why, Vel?
I'm the wash and wear type.
Yeah? Mercedes, are you made my day? Arna, I'm a wash and wear type. Vaseline blue seal from head to toe, unless on special occasions, of course. All right? She needs no makeup. Oh, yes. April 26th was the date. 2017 was the year. And it was a call that was made. It's like, wait. Girls, let's go without makeup. And it was supported globally. South Africa joined as well. Right? The idea of going out socially without a makeup was or is still a massive no-no. To the fact that should you not wear one, it's like you're too vulnerable. You're making others see your flaws. Social media, you name it. Filters, nothing gets me like that Snapchat barking filter. Like, why? Anyway, so is this idea that you must be made up every day? It's part of your norm. And it's the first way to look and feel your best. Look, we can never underplay what it does. It makes you feel good. For many women, putting on makeup is a major self-esteem booster. It allows you to feel, look your best. Yes. And now, with this call to say, wait a minute. Do you know how beautiful your skin is? Can you just let it glow? Toni Braxton must do a remake of Let It Flow to celebrate April 26th, I think. Let it glow, let it glow, let it glow. What do you think? I think so. So, could you go a day without makeup, girl? Are you that girl that after April 26th is like, wait, maybe I need to take care of my skin a little bit more? Huh? What are your reasons for not wearing makeup any longer?
I don't wear makeup because of the line of work that I'm doing. I'm an electrician and I'm a, like I'm a field worker. I'm always working outside, so I don't need to wear, I don't wear makeup at all because of that. I don't wear makeup. We are not allowed to put on nails. We're not allowed to wear long hair weaves. So that's why I don't do makeup.
Do you think there'll be a day of a no weaves day? I know there's Afro Day, but do you think there'll be a day where they say go natural? Oh, I know personally, I can't wait for that day. How much are you spending on makeup, by the way?
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Kamu wants me to watch horror. Never. Never. Even Kamu. Hey, this young girl. Okay. She needs no makeup. Here are the 3 teaspoons. One, it is good for her wallet. I mean, we know that is costly, right? Hence, I asked, how much do you spend? Or did you spend per month? Imagine that money now. It's just now there. Just chilling. Two, it saves you time. On average, women spend no less than 20 minutes doing their makeup daily. So now she has 20 minutes for pillow talk. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on hashtag she needs no makeup. It makes for happy homes, guys. Makeup on a man's shirt raises a lot of unnecessary questions. Worse when he is innocent, you know? So, April 26, 2017, a world movement, a global movement started. No Makeup Day. Alicia Keys, you name it. By the way, talking about that, did Rihanna join that campaign? Miss Fenty. Anyway, so all the stars, including South African stars, Nomsa Mombatha, Mrs. X Bantwini, Unandi, all of them showing their beautiful skin without makeup. And now a researcher goes and says, wait a minute, was there an impact from the no makeup day? And they found there is. More women are choosing not to wear makeup at all. And they'll wear it on occasion. Okay. So the question today is, are you that girl?
I do like seeing women in makeup. I would love to understand how to apply makeup. But first of all, I feel like I've got masculine energy. And I've seen scary stuff with makeup. Foundation not matching the neck. Eyebrows not looking the same. So I don't want to be part of that group. So I'd rather not waste time and wear makeup. I'm lazy. I've got masculine energy. And I've seen scary looking people who try to wear makeup. So if I could get a makeup artist, I would do it. But yeah, personally, I don't have the time and energy to do it. But women do look great in it, and I sometimes envy them. But because I'm lazy.
It's not for everyone. Mbali to Palace.
Brati, when it comes to makeup, I don't wear makeup at all. The maximum that I've worn was just an eyeliner, probably lipstick. I feel like it's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
To just wear makeup. So go makeupless, actually.
Oh, like I said, go to my timeline, go to the hashtag she needs no makeup and see how beautiful our sisters are without makeup. To a point that some of them there's a gentleman on Khadifeli's post saying, my wife and I love you. My wives and I love you. All right? So my question now is, first it was no bra day, right? Still there. No underwear day. Remember that one? Then no makeup day. What else needs to go? Because it saves you time. It saves you energy. Not only that, it celebrates you.
I don't wear makeup. I think the big days I wore my makeup was my baby shower, my bridal shower, and my wedding, and I wore like heavy makeup. If I'm wearing makeup, it's just an eyeliner and not even lipstick, but lip gloss. So, yeah, I'm not heavy on makeup at all. I always have not been.
Asizweg. Makuma.
Yebo bab.
How much do you think you're saving a month?
Haha. I think depending on how much the ladies are willing to pay, I'm saving every cent because every month I don't buy makeup.
Because apparently, Mbali, you'll back me up on this. Mm-hmm. From what I've asked, apparently you buy like bi-monthly. It's not like every month. It's, like, it's like once in 2 months.
Yeah. So unless you're wearing your makeup all the time, like every single day.
Yeah.
Like things like foundation, man. Pela, or you're not building a mud pie here on your face, mm-hmm. you know. So if you apply a handle, it lasts for like 2-3 months.
Okay.
So you're buying that stuff.
But that's not cheap. Other,
no,
depending on the label, hey.
So when you do go and buy, let's say, your foundation and your moisturizers and all of that stuff, you're spending around 1,500-2,000 rand.
Yeah.
Bi-monthly.
Yes.
Yeah. This is bi-monthly. And yeah, every other month, I guess you just, you know, like maybe eyeliner here and there, which is like Boma 20 Randi or whatever. Yeah, but look, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. And I just feel like it's, you know, once you give a woman the choice to be able to either do it or not do it, then it also takes the pressure off everyone. Because now, if you're making it sound like it's a competition, I don't need makeup to look pretty,
then the person
who's wearing makeup just feels like, okay, I will beat my face and I'll show off every
single
day.
You know?
It's a matter of choice.
Because I mean, that's not the whole point of the makeup day.
Makeup day is literally, I don't wear my makeup. I mean, Uncle T has seen me with a full face beat.
Yeah.
When I want to go out and it's a special occasion, I will spend 2 hours. So not only is it wasting my money, it's wasting my time as well. Like, it wastes my time. Like, it's
and
like,
not only that, when you get back tired from this event,
you still need to. That's what I'm saying. Before the event, it's like 2 hours of my time. After the event, it's like a whole 30 minutes to an hour, because you need to take it all over. You're using more products to take it all. So it's like, it's. Now that I think about it, I'm like, because also if you go to sleep with your makeup, it's just, it's detrimental to yourself. It's like,
And the question I ask this hour is, No Bra Day was to celebrate freedom, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, bras and stilettos, all invented by?
Men. Uh-huh.
What else must go to free you?
Shoes.
I agree, Mbald.
Anybody that knows me knows how much I enjoy walking barefoot. So I walk barefoot every single chance that I can get. I encourage my child to walk barefoot. It doesn't matter where we are. Like, Rinaldi goes to Tsenaling Dimbobo because of the fact that you are always walking barefoot.
At home.
Outside, inside, it doesn't really matter.
Sure.
If I could come to the office barefoot.
So be it.
I'd be so happy. I'd be more productive even. Like, I'd be able to just be like, wow, all the thoughts are coming, the stories are coming, and I'm
because
just
you are grounded. Come on. You are earthed.
I'm earthed.
Makumalo, what else must go?
I'm with her with the shoes, man.
Is it?
I hate shoes,
is
guys.
It?
I cannot do shoes. When I'm at home, when I go to my mother's house, I leave them in the car. And for the however many weeks that I'm there. I am barefoot, bagwetu. Shoes must go.
No, they
shoes
must.
Shoes must fall.
They must. That. You must ask Skumba how many times I've left my shoes go on. Like, his wife will be like, Mbali, you left your shoes again. Go dining room. I'm like, which ones are those again?
Oh, my.
I guess you're a little bit sure. Like, everybody that I'm very close to
they
has
know.
A pair of my shoes somewhere that I don't even remember.
I'll take a call on what can you not do without. Yes, take away all the makeup, but leave me, for example, lip gloss. Leave me eyeliner. Because without eyeliner, it's a gari. Yeah. Call me.
Na makeup ke ya para ke tsamaya on a special occasion, especially now since I sebele tsa ka matlung. Mare lipstick, yes.
You know, most of the comments, especially on Facebook, said this. Hurawa. Now I stop using makeup, especially Nomfundo, Ms. Khadeb. I stopped wearing makeup when we started using face masks because I cannot leave. However, I cannot leave without my Apro pencil because my eyes are a little bit too small and it helps to make them pop. Venon Mukhanid. No makeup day is on the 26th of April. Halloween is on the 31st of October. Just in case somebody confuses the two. Obrie na kamar. Gents, it's very important to take these ladies swimming on a first date. Ha.
Nah, that time Mokwele, I don't wear makeup because they also wear the four eyes. And yeah, no, how can they the spectacles wearing makeup? It can be so I can't.
Thank you. Umse today.
Okay, what do you mean today? Spal. Whoa. Reverse. What does today mean? Because really, wow. Wow.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
yes, you don't see me as a black child. As who, a black child.
Who?
From the Eastern Cape, the dusty street scholar.
Yes.
Who is previously
and
currently disadvantaged.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the first half of that compliment.
All right.
Gabong.
I need to go without makeup today.
I've got the bear of the makeups.
Yes.
Yes.
I know. Mandatory Thursday is just lipstick.
An eyeliner.
An eyeliner.
And an eyebrow something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but for one, because...
I need...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of...
Yeah, I understand.
The illusion.
Very good.
What else must go?
What do you mean, what must go?
As in... Because No Makeup Day mm-hmm. is basically to celebrate you.
Yes.
Your natural skin, everything about mm-hmm. you. And... excuse me.
It's okay.
Take away the pressure of money, mm-hmm. take away the pressure of time, and here you are. Just be, girl. Just be. What else?
I think not so much what must go. I think what must add is to putting love into your skincare routine, which is for me, it's the balance for me,
which is
every single day there is 15 minutes of my day which is dedicated to just pure skincare.
And these are the foundings of what No Makeup Day 2017 has brought up, where women are now more on like, wait a minute.
Yes.
Instead of trying to cover it up, let me just take care of it.
Exactly.
Because this is my natural asset.
Exactly.
I have it anyway.
Yes.
Let me take care of it, whatever that means.
Mm.
If it means I must get that soap or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as long as it's going to allow me to wear it naturally.
Mm.
Okay. Should artificial nails go?
Immediately, no.
Huh.
Abushunana, please allow.
We shouldn't have a day for no artificial nails?
I mean, the day between me, you know, taking off the last one.
Yes.
And then putting on the new one.
Yeah.
That can be the day. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when is that day for you? When is your next appointment?
I haven't booked it yet, but it's probably in the next 2 weeks, just looking at how...
Would you remember to let us know?
I will.
Because it can be a beautiful experiment.
No, but I only started doing nails 2-3 months ago.
Yeah, I know.
Usually I would have my own.
You even stopped playing netball because of the nails.
I did. Because I can't be paying money and then I play one netball match, my nails are gone. I was. Also, that thing is painful. So, one had to go and it happened. I'll be back one day. But yeah, I love to have nice things.
No, of course. But what I'm saying is, it saves you money, time.
Definitely.
And so much more, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how long does it take for your Facebeat Friday?
It's an hour and a half.
Oh, my word, Andy.
That's because I take my time.
And of course.
Yeah. If I was in a rush, I could do it in 45 minutes.
Of course. Yeah. You're even 45 minutes is a lot, though.
Really?
You're
that's not too
even,
bad.
Even lunch doesn't last that long, guys.
If you try hard enough, you can
make it. Lavar, you are a slow eater.
Slowly, you can you believe in yourself.
No, guys.
And then 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
But you know, also, even the makeup routine is like a self-care routine.
No,
it's like, you know what I mean?
And
as long as both acts are self-care, you know what I mean?
Of course. And the feeling that you get.
Yes.
You see, I think that is unmatched.
Yes.
And then before you sleep? Because you must wash it off.
Oh, definitely. I love my nighttime routine. It gives me that karabo moroka. You know, remember when in generations she used to sit on the bed and she'd moisturize her hands and then she's shouting at the dawa that, oh, I was like, I want to be there when I'm an adult. So every night, that's me moisturizing my hair.
You are aware what karabo is fictional, ne?
Yeah, don't lie. Karabo lasses. Pago they couldn't karabo. No, please, don't fight with me. Karabo lasses. Please. Forever and a day.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Pretty. I make up your eye. No, I can't change my yo, I can't do without lipstick. Oh, okay. I love lipstick. Oh, get at the hump. Especially the red one because I, what's about, I've got very beautiful lips. So, lipstick in G. And eyeliner. You have eyeliner, it's needed. Yeah. But I, the rest of the body foundation and the body, hi, Andy's. Museveni, the drama and the logistics, admin thing can't see too much. You.
And then I asked Elia on, Hori, no bra day, no makeup day, no underwear day. What else? Sam Star says, no clothes day.
I don't wear makeup. I think the big days I wore my makeup was my baby shower, my bridal shower, and my wedding. And I wore like heavy makeup. If I'm wearing makeup, it's just an eyeliner and not even lipstick, but lip gloss. So, yeah, I'm not heavy on makeup at all. I always have not been.
I know I'm not doing makeup. What I like about myself, I take care. I gladly complain. It's always what people are talking. And then the good thing about it, it lasts for long.
Yeah.
I don't buy it every month. Yeah. I take months before the top up.
All right.
Nah, I used to be so obsessed with makeup until I changed my lifestyle.
Okay.
I went vegan, then I went plant-based, you know. Ever since then, ever since we changed our lifestyle, I stopped using makeup completely. Because, the chemicals that I work with are makeup on prati. It's really, really bad, you know. It's really, really, really bad. And it's sad that, you know, women, we hide behind makeup, not knowing hore. We are just as beautiful without this paid.
All right. Mandy? Mandy's?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Beth. Can't complain.
How are you, Shasana?
You know this. Nakama Zivoga, Uncle T, so I kind of want to wear makeup. Like, I always see my Yanabari kitty lashes, kitty vava, but I can't do that. And besides, I used to, man. And the other thing is too much of admin. I used to wear makeup when I was working for Hypercogeny Bison.
Yes.
Like, it was a must for us to wear makeup, like, every day.
Yes.
And I wore it so much.
Oh, no.
Much on makeup.
Okay.
But now I'm like, no. It's too much of admin. But one thing you will not find me without, lipstick.
Yeah.
Pink or red.
Chesa.
Yes.
Why?
And my zaza akalona pinkiness, so I'm a coordination.
Why lipstick?
No, it just enhances the person within me. Like, in some of Sasha Fierce, my mind is.
Oh, okay. The Sasha Fierce comes out.
Thank you.
All right.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.